So with the Ring of Fire, it's, you know, it's really important for residents of our riding to understand the fundamental difference between a Liberal government versus a current Conservative government, who have taken a very hands-off approach to the Ring of Fire. They've, and really resource development in northeastern Ontario, northern Ontario, and really you don't have to think too hard about why, and simply there's not enough population or not enough seats up here for them to you know, pay attention to it. We are prepared to invest in our economy. We have a very robust and strong plan for infrastructure to basically double the current amount of infrastructure spending over the next 10 years as proposed by the Conservatives. They talk a good game about the Ring of Fire, but, you know, Tony Clement, the one-time industry minister, called it the oil sands of northern Ontario. But then most recently, I think last spring, he was saying that, well, the market conditions aren't there to move this project forward from the federal government's perspective. So they're not prepared to partner with the province or the First Nations or any of the communities up here. So they obviously do not understand the mining, how you take a mine from exploration to production, because you simply cannot wait for market conditions. We need the physical infrastructure to get to access all of the, you know, the riches of the Ring of Fire, and without a federal government partner, that's just not going to happen, and we'll be stuck in the mud here for another 10 years. This project has to go forward. It needs government investment, and the current government is not has not met the challenge at all. So we need a real change in direction in that regard. And we know we've lost Cliffs Resources as an investor in the Ring of Fire, and there are various reasons for that, but KWG, who is the big player now, they say they're ready to go, but they need, you know, they need partnerships from federal and provincial government. And so that's, you know, that's your actual infrastructure getting to the Ring of Fire, but not just that, it's for all of northern Ontario, northeastern, northwestern Ontario. I mean, our roads, you know, we have communities that we cannot drive to. Mm-hmm. And these are not small communities. We've got Moosonee, Moose Cree First Nation, Moose Factory, Fort Albany, Keshechewan, Attawapiskat. These are large-size communities that have, you know, that will directly benefit from resource development from the Ring of Fire, and we can't even drive there. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to think big for northern Ontario. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, you know, the current potential that we know about justifies the government partnership and the government spending. But what we don't know about, what we might find along the way, could be another Porcupine Gold, could be another Gold Camp, could be another Sudbury Nickel Basin, could be another Hemlo Goldfield. This could, you know, sustain us for decades or even the next century when you think about it. Mm-hmm. But we need leadership from all levels of government, and we're not getting it right now from the federal government. Mm-hmm.